21-0 is our score here at halftime. The Vandals with the lead over Southwestern. The Vandals will have the ball coming out in the second half. We talked about the fact that South Central Junior High softball was a winner today, 18-8 over Paris St. Mary's. So they move on to the state semifinals. They'll play at 11:30 tomorrow. And we'll have that broadcast for you on WKRV. A win in that game would put them in the state championship at 11:30 tomorrow. A loss would basically make them play back-to-back. They play at 1:30 in that third-place game if they lost in the semifinals. So that's coming up tomorrow at the IESA State Softball Tournament for South Central Middle Schools. They were an 18-8 winner on a game that was scheduled to begin at about 3:30 this afternoon. Didn't get started until about 15 minutes after 5 o'clock because of a rain delay and then a lightning delay and then just took forever in between games to be able to get the field ready. And then they were the last game still going by the time they finished up. So they finished up, and, of course, we apologize for missing the first part of the Vandals game here tonight. 21-0, the Vandals on top of Southwestern as we are here at halftime. So we'll have those games coming up tomorrow on WKRV. And Illinois football will play on the road. It'll be a top 25 game. The Vandals, what, number 8 in the country, will be on the road at Indiana, who's number 17, I believe. So it'll be Illinois at Indiana, top 25 college football. We'll have that game for you on WPMB. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff tomorrow evening. 5:30 will be our coverage, and we'll have that one for you on 104.7 FM, 102.7 FM, WPMB. Available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. So we roll down and get ready for the second half here, 21-0. The Vandals had their struggles. They had 2 turnovers in the first half, had some more penalties in that first half, have not looked that crisp offensively, but they do lead 21-0 Southwestern. On the other side, they did have some good runs. They did have one big pass completion, but they have not been able to punch in the big one when they needed, and the Vandals have come up with big plays on defense when they've needed to keep it down. So that has been the big thing. They've kept Southwestern out of the end zone. Lead 21-0. You lead 21-0. You really haven't played as well as you would want to. You feel pretty good about things. So the Vandals back out on the field, and 21-0 is our score. The Vandals leading Southwestern as we get set for this second half. The Vandals will be back at home next week for week number 5 of the season. They will be, however, at a Saturday night game. It'll be a Saturday 6 p.m. game coming up next week. So the Vandals will play Gillespie. And again, that will be a 6 p.m. game next Saturday. So a 6 p.m. game next Saturday, the Vandals hosting Gillespie here at Mark Greer Field. The week after that, the Vandals will be at Greenville. And then back at home after that, or homecoming. So this is week 4, so next week we get past the halfway mark. So Southwestern at home this week and Gillespie at home next week for the Vandals. Vandals are out stretching. Southwestern has just made their way onto the field. 21-0 is our score. The Vandals will have the opening kickoff to start off this second half. So 21-0. The Vandals with the lead. They did get that late touchdown with 24.9 seconds remaining in the second quarter and really left Southwestern with, they ran one play but didn't really have time to get anything going, so the Vandals were able to get that touchdown basically all but to close out the second quarter, and then we'll pretty much all but get the ball right back as they come back here in the third. So 3 minutes up on the clock for stretching as it runs down. Southwestern out stretching. The Vandals have already completed their stretches, and they're ready to go here in the second half. We will have the Sports Connection coming up tomorrow morning on WKRV. I have that coming up at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning on WKRV. So 21-0 is our score. Vandals leading as we get ready to get the second half underway here at Mark Greer Field on what is hoping it would cool down more than it has. It hasn't. It's kind of hung with us. More humidity in the air, I think, tonight than we've had. There's chances of rain here over the next few days. That's what happened in Normal that delayed that game the first time. Then the lightning delay after that, and then they just seemed to take forever in between games after that. So that was the situation there. They delayed that one an hour and 45 minutes, and then it was an extremely long game. It was ended up being a 10-run rule game that was finished in the bottom of the fifth, and it still took over 2 hours. So it was still an over two-hour game, even with the game ending two innings early because of the 10-run rule. So 21-0 is our score with the Vandals on top. As we get set to get the second half underway, as the clock rolls down to the final 35 seconds. So McDowell to Pugh and McCarty back deep for the Vandals to take this opening kickoff for the second half. And it is a squib kick. Vandals are just going to have to fall on it at about the 38-yard line. Vandals didn't play that very cleanly. Do want to mention our timeout sponsors one more time, our halftime sponsors. Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated, they specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have welding and repair shop. They're a locally owned and operated business. You can call them at 618-339-7239. And DC Concrete and Construction, owner Dustin Chandler and his crew can handle residential and commercial work. They handle foundations, flat work, and stamp concrete. Call them at 618-267-2571. Visit their website at dcconcreteconstruction.com or find them on Facebook. Vandals with the football at their own 37-yard line. Quentin Stumbaugh fakes the handoff, and he's going to keep it himself. And he finds a lot of room all the way ahead to about the 48-yard line into Southwestern territory. Okay, we saw this the last home game where Hillsborough made the decision. The Vandals are going the same direction here in the third quarter. They went in the second. They're going right to left. Now, Hillsborough was the one that made that call in the last game, and I think Southwestern won the toss tonight, too. But anyway, the Vandals are going that same direction left to right as they did in the second quarter, so they didn't swap. And a pass out here. Stumbaugh gets it into the hands of Connor DePue. And then Connor finds some room to run, gets ahead to about the 36. It's almost like a screen pass. One guy at least got released and came through on Quentin Stumbaugh, and he got it out quickly, too. Connor DePue gets it ahead to the 36-yard line. Another first down for the Vandals. First down and 10. Stumbaugh rolls to the right, passes away. It is caught. That is Andrew Casey down inside the 15 on the far side of the field. And another first down for the Vandals. So the Vandals come out clicking pretty well on offense here. Minute 1 second in, already with some nice completions. Three receivers, one line up left, one right. Andrew Casey, Connor DePue, and Jordan Colburn to the left. Brent McCarty to the right. Stumbaugh gets passed out quickly. This is into the hands of DePue. He's headed the 10, to the 5, to the near corner of the end zone. He is in for the touchdown, 16-yard touchdown completion. Stumbaugh to DePue. And this one is from 16 yards out. This comes at the 10:35 mark here in the third quarter. So the Vandals get on the board quickly. here to start off the second half, and they lead 27-0 pending the extra point. Durbin is back, ready to kick. Snap is back. The kick is a line drive, and it is no good. So he is no good on the kick. Line drive kick sailed on him a bit, and the Vandals' lead is 27-0. 27-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
So the Vandals on the board quickly. Start off this. Second half touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air has been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. That is Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Touchdowns also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the kickoff by the Vandals, Southwestern will take over at about the 33-yard line.
First take over on down 32.
First down and 10 from their own 32 for Southwestern, 10:35 remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers to his right, two men in the backfield with Watson. He gives a handoff to Holloman, and he runs into quite a pile of Vandals at about the 35-yard line. So Isaac Forbes in on the tackle, second down and 7 for the Vandals. Southwestern at their own 35-yard line. 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 27-0. The Vandals on top. The Vandals turned the ball over twice in the first half. Punted once, fumbled when they had a touchdown on another, but led 21-0 at halftime and 27-0. Here as we play in the third quarter. Watson, the sophomore quarterback for Southwestern. He takes the snap. And he will hand this one off. Not a big gain at all. That's Coggins with that carry. It's like no gain on that. So third down and 7. So nothing there for Coggins. Here's whose 2 looks mysteriously like a 7 on his back. Third down and about 7, maybe 8. For Southwestern, 9 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in this third quarter. The Vandals lead it 27-0. Vandals offensively had 3 touchdowns in the first half, but did not look that clean. Watson from the shotgun, one man in the backfield with him, 2 receivers wide right. Now they put a man in motion right to left. Watson gets the snap, rolls right, now steps back up, and he gets hit as he lets the ball go. Bryce Hartley in there to hit him. And also Caden Osborne in there. So Osborne and Hartley both putting pressure on the quarterback. And they hit him as he let the ball go. And it is 4th down and 8 for Southwestern. And they'll be forced to punt it away with 8 minutes 51 seconds remaining in the third quarter. One man is deep, and that is Connor DePue. They have punted away from him. On the last 2 punts, we'll see what they do here. This kick is a high winder. Connor comes in, waits back, has some trouble with it. Then he picks it up, but he is covered quickly. He had some trouble with it. It hit the ground, and when it did, it kind of went end over end on itself. The Vandals take over after the punt at their own 31-yard line. The Vandals take over at their own 31. And that is where they start off, so they have it at their own 31-yard line on their second possession. Here in the third quarter, Quentin Stumbaugh is going to keep it himself, runs ahead to about the 36. Or about maybe a 5-yard gain. Second down and about 6 coming up. Second down and 6. Yeah, I'm going to say second down and 5. Second down and 5 from their own 36-yard line. Stumbaugh takes the snap, hands this one off to Hinton, and the seas parted, and he picks up a lot of room all the way into southwestern territory. So first down for the Vandals ahead to the southwestern 49-yard line. First down and 10 from the southwestern 49. Two receivers line up on each side. Stumbaugh takes the snap. He drops back to pass. He goes across the middle to Andrew Casey. Andrew had it in his hands, but it slipped a little, caught him in the helmet, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10 after the incompletion. Two receivers line up right, two to the left. Stumbaugh, one man in the backfield with him. That is Hinton. They put Connor DePue in motion left to right. They hand it to him. And they bottle him up pretty well. He gets ahead to about the 45, pickup of about 4.
If you want to carry him about 4.
Second down and 6. Excuse me, that'll be third and 6. Third down and 6. Third down and 6 for Southwestern. Third down and 6 for the Vandals from the Southwestern 45. 7 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in this third quarter. The Vandals lead it 27 to nothing. Three receivers line up left. That is Casey, DePue, and Jordan Colbert. Passes away. This is caught. That is by Connor DePue. He stays in bounds on the near side of the field. Gets down to about the 27-yard line. He was very close to stepping out, but he stayed in bounds and gets enough for the first down. And the Vandals move it ahead deeper into southwestern territory. Head to about the 27 of southwestern. Three receivers line up right, one left. The one man to the left on the near side of the field is Connor DePue. It's Casey Colburn and McCarty to the right. Stumbaugh from the shotgun, takes a snap, gives a handoff to McDowell. He runs it hard ahead, and Patrick McDowell down to about the 14-yard line. Another first down for the Vandals. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to about the 14 of Southwestern. Two receivers on each side for Quentin Stumbaugh. He takes the snap. He rolls left. Squares his shoulders. Pass away. Caught near corner. And it'll be down to about the 3-yard line near side of the field. Connor DePue with a catch. And it'll bring up first down and goal for the Vandals from about the southwestern 3. We're halfway through this third quarter. They mark it at the 4. First down and goal from the 4. Two receivers on the left, one to the right. That is Connor DePue from the pistol formation. Stumbaugh hands it off to Dylan Hinton. He will power it ahead and right at the end zone. Did he get in? No signal. That is a touchdown. So they finally signal Hinton got in. 4-yard touchdown run. With 5:42 remaining in the third quarter. That is Dylan Hinton's second touchdown of the night. And Durbin will attempt the extra point. Durbin drops back. Snap is back. The hold is down good, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now lead it 34-0. So the Vandals lead it 34-0, 5:42 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Did you know the Career Pathways Tool at Kaskaskia College offers an easy roadmap to your desired career? Within just four clicks, you'll see a custom plan outlining required classes, four-year transfer options, as well as local job opportunities for your chosen path. You'll even see valuable cost savings in real time. Whether you're a high school student, transfer student, or looking to change careers, the Career Pathways Tool is the simple first step to a promising future. Visit pathways.kaskaskia.edu today.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Durbin's kickoff, and about the 26, and that's where Southwestern will take it. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. 5:41 remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals lead it 34-0. And Southwestern has it at their own 26. Sophomore quarterback Watson from the shotgun. He's got Holloman, the running back, in the backfield with him. They put a man in motion right to left, and that's who they give the ball to. He's trying to get to the outside, able to turn the corner somewhat. That is Remy Malone. Malone is a senior, and he is their only healthy senior. He picks up 2 yards there, second down and 8. Their starting quarterback when the year started for Southwestern, Blake Rimby, and has been the starting quarterback since he was a sophomore, but he is injured. And Watson stepped in during the game last week. They have just one healthy senior, just 25 guys healthy, is what Coach Keith told me, talking with him yesterday. Second down and 8 from their own 29 for Southwestern. Watson from the shotgun, 2 receivers left. They put a man in motion. They faked the handoff to him. Now the quarterback Watson's going to keep it. I think there was some confusion there, and he might have got back to the line of scrimmage, might have even lost a yard, and it'll bring up third down. So Southwestern just kind of plugging and playing right now. So it's third down and 9. He did end up losing a yard on that. 4.5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 34-0. 4 minutes, 18 seconds. Empty backfield for the quarterback, Watson. And the Vandals get right back to him in a hurry. It's going to be a sack for Bryce Hartley. Back at about the 23-yard line. As Coach Keith said, too, this is a lot of younger guys playing, especially their juniors and sophomores. They're kind of lacking in their freshman numbers, too. So a lot of guys getting experience at the varsity level. So Southwestern will be punting it away on a fourth down at about 13 coming up after the sack. Bryce Hartley with the sack of the quarterback Watson. Snap is back, and the kick is partially blocked, and it just kind of rolls out. Ends up going to midfield, so it took Southwestern rolls. After it looked like the Vandals got a hand on it, and I'm not sure who got a hand on it, but a Vandal did get a hand on it, looked like, partially blocked it. Then it just kind of squibbed out and ended up getting to about midfield. That's where the Vandals will take over, right at midfield, right at the 50. 3:31 remaining third quarter. Vandals lead it 34-0. 3 receivers will line up to the left. Robbins, Casey, and DePew. It is McCarty to the right. Vandals still going right to left here in this third quarter. Two straight home games, and they've went the same direction in the second and third quarters. Fake handoff here. Stumbaugh keeps it, now flips a pass out to Connor DePue. Connor breaks one tackle, but then gets brought down by Southwestern. Good tackle from Southwestern. We do have a Southwestern player down. C.J. Ellie with the tackle for Southwestern. And we do have a Southwestern player down. And so Southwestern's trainer, along with Vandal's trainer, Chris Witten, comes out. It almost kind of looks like maybe a cramp situation. Not for sure on that, but kind of what it looks like. Might be a cramp. So player down for Southwestern. While that's going on, we'll take a break. 3:18 remaining here in the third quarter. Vandals lead 34-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
If you're a farmer, you may wonder how well your bank understands your business, especially when you need a loan. Agriculture is a whole different animal, but so is Bank of Hillsborough. Our decades of experience serving agriculture customers across South Central Illinois, combined with our personalized prompt service, means our customers receive the guidance and expertise not found elsewhere. I'm Misty Barrowman, farmer and president and CEO of Bank of Hillsborough. Let's make it happen. Visit bankhillsborough.com to learn more. Bank of Hillsborough is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
3:18 remaining in the third quarter. And Southwestern with a player down. So the Vandals lead it 34-0. Still a player down for Southwestern. The way they were working on him, I thought maybe it was just a cramp, but I'm not sure at this point. Chris Witten, Vandal's trainer's working on him a little bit right now. Actually, I don't think Southwestern has a trainer with him. I might be wrong. I think it's Coach Keith, one of their other assistants. He's out on the field. The Vandals lead it 34-0. The Vandals have it at the Southwestern 48. And it'll be a second down and 8 when they come back. So he is up and going off on his own power. He is limping quite a bit. Number 54 for them, Ben Cadell. He is a sophomore, 5'9", 155-pound lineman. And a lot of sophomores and juniors playing. Just that one healthy senior playing right now for Southwestern. The Vandals. Second down and 8 from the Southwestern, 48. Three receivers right, one left. From the pistol formation, Stumbaugh drops back to pass. Looking. Now he's going to roll right out of the pocket. Still looking ahead, and he's just going to have to throw this one away. Oh, Stumbaugh just has to throw that one away, and it'll bring up a third down and 8. So a third down and 8 coming up for the Vandals, 3:03 remaining in the third quarter. Third down and 8 coming up for the Vandals. 34-0. The Vandals with the lead. Oh, we had a penalty against Southwestern here. So it is a penalty against Southwestern. I did not see it. I'll have to check in a minute on what that was. I did not see the signal. But it is a penalty on Southwestern, so it gives the Vandals a first down ahead to the Southwestern 38, so a 10-yard penalty against Southwestern. Two receivers on each side. From the pistol formation is Quentin Stumbaugh. He takes a snap, drops back to pass, got time, across the middle of the field. It is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Carter Robbins. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. for the Vandals. 2:57 remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 34-0. Vandals led 21-0 at halftime and have tacked on two more scores here in the third, and both of their possessions, actually. Vandals still going right to left here in this third quarter. One receiver to the left, that is Andrew Casey on the near side. Far side is Robbins, DePew, and McCarty from the pistol formation. Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap. He's going to go long. He's got a man. It is Carter Robbins, makes the catch. Still on his feet, down to about the two. So about a 36-yard reception. Carter Robbins has it. It'll be first down and goal from about the two for the Vandals. The first and goal from the two coming up for the Vandals, 2:44 remaining in this third quarter. First down and goal from the two for the Vandals. 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Vandals already leading 34-0. A couple of Vandals shuffling in and out here as we get ready for this first and goal from the two. First and goal from the two. Two receivers on each side. Thumb ball from the pistol formation. Takes the snap. Hands this one off. That is Matthews. Did he get in or not? I'm not sure. Yep, he did. Far side judge says he did. And that is Brody Matthews in for the touchdown. Well, Matthews, 2-yard touchdown run. Comes in at 2:06 remaining in the third and puts the Vandals up 40-0 pending the extra point. 40-0 pending the extra point here from Durbin. And his kick is up, and his kick is good. So the point after is good. And the Vandals lead Southwestern 41-0. 2:06 remaining here in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
So on the kickoff, Southwestern ends up with it at their own 29. We'll be in continuous clock now with the Vandals up by 40. 41-0, the Vandals on top. Southwestern with the football. One receiver on each side for the quarterback. And it looks like a direct snap here. They're going with the wildcat look to Holeman. Saw that a little bit in the first half. He gets ahead to about the 30. A direct snap to the running back, Jarian Holeman. They're going with a little wildcat look here for Southwestern. And we'll go with continuous clock the rest of the way with the Vandals up 41-0. The Vandals leading 41-0 after this big third quarter. Second down and 8. like they're going to stick with the Wildcat formation. Make a direct snap to Holloman, the running back here. He does put a man in motion, and he hands it off to that man in motion. He'll try to get it to the outside, gets it ahead to about the 34. That is their healthy senior, Remy Malone. Get ahead to about a second down and five, second down and, or third down, I should say, about third down and four coming up for Southwestern. We're inside 25 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Third down and five for Southwestern from their own 34-yard line. Looks like we'll get one more play in. Now back out there, Watson, the quarterback, drops back the pass. He goes deep. He does have a man, but he overthrew him, and it's intercepted by the Vandals. Down at about the 25-yard line is where they come up with it. That is Kobe Lux with the pick. So Kobe Lux with the pick, and the Vandals will have it when we come back for the fourth quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
K-Marsh Insurance in Vandalia offers a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. K-Marsh Insurance is at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can also find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. You can find them on Facebook as well. That's K-Marsh Insurance. Protect your legacy.
Are you ready for old man winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service any make or model. Stumbaugh's also carry a complete line of air filtration and indoor air quality products to eliminate problems with allergies and dust. And don't forget that whole house humidifier to take care of those dry sinuses and annoying static electricity problems. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today at 283-0142 or stop by 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Check them out on the web at stumbaugh.com. Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning is your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
First down and 10 from their own 26. Andrew Casey will be in now at quarterback for the Vandals, it looks like. Andrew Casey, who started the first 2 weeks, played very well in there at quarterback, so he is back in there. And he hands this one off, and that is Benton Dively. Runs this one ahead to about the 31. Pick up a four, maybe five. Pick up a four, I think. Second down and six. So we are continuous clock with the Vandals leading 41 to nothing. Vandals will get some younger guys in there. Kendall Mestrick in there as a receiver. And also Camden Ruitt. Ruitt and Mestrick, there's two pretty good Vandal names for receivers. In years past, handoff here to Brody Matthews, and he's going to have enough. Going to be very close to the first down. If he doesn't have it, I think he will. And he will. Thinking of Preston Nestrick and Carson Rudd from a couple of years back for the Vandals. I think they're brothers, but I probably shouldn't say that. I think both of those are brothers. A relation, I'm pretty sure, aren't they? But Dylan Blaine comes in for the Vandals. The Vandals are not going to get in any hurry. It's a continuous clock, and they lead 41 to nothing here. Two receivers right, one left. Now hand this one back off to Brody Matthews, and he's going to pick up about a yard. And that was good work, really, because he was hit in the backfield. He ends up picking up a yard, and it's second and nine. The Vandals with, as I said, the continuous clock lead against an opponent that they know that's going through some struggles right now, but have a lot of respect for Coach Keith and Southwestern and the work they do. And everybody goes through it in the public school world. It's coming. everybody's going to have those down classes and injuries come in. Here's a quick handoff and nothing there at all. Or Kendall Nestrick on the running play there. Going to lose about 3 yards. Third down and a dozen coming up for the Vandals. Third down and 12 coming up for the Vandals. 9.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Vandals have went to Southwestern and gotten beat a couple times, as Coach Clay said on the pregame, a couple times by teams that he felt they were better than. And the Vandals felt they were better, and they lost. Long run here from Andrew Casey, and he was under pressure, and he just has to throw it away there, and it'll bring up a fourth down coming up for the Vandals. Fourth down and 12, so the Vandals will be forced to punt it away, and Andrew Casey will stay out there to do the punting. 8 minutes, 55 seconds remaining. Southwestern last week had a close game that they lost to North Mac. Just couldn't get points when they need to. The week before they lost, and the end score was lopsided with Payne, but they were only down 7-0 at halftime in that one. So they've continued to battle. They've continued to work every week. Andrew Casey drops back the punt. He takes the snap. And he puts up a high arcing kick. Southwestern catches it at the 23, then drops it. Then they just have to fall on it, and that's where they'll take over. So good punt. Andrew Casey gets it high. And when you get it high, that gives your return guys time to get down there. He did a nice job there on the punt. Andrew has played well at quarterback. He's played well at receiver. He's punted the ball well. He had a big play on defense last week. He has been doing a lot through the first 4 weeks of the season. 7 minutes, 50 seconds remaining. Southwestern with the football. And their guys will remain mostly the same because, A, they're younger guys in many positions, and, B, they don't have a lot of extra guys to get in. And they need to get some experience for guys like Watson, the quarterback, who does has looked good. He's got some. Got some ability, no question. Man in motion here, and it is their senior, and he tries to get to the outside, Remy, and he gets to about the 23-yard line. Remy Malone, again, that's their one healthy senior. Ends up with a one-yard pickup. Second down and 9 for Southwestern. Vandals continue to rotate men in on defense. We saw Caden Finley rotate in, senior. Caden Finley rotates in on defensive line for the Vandals. Second down and 9 for Southwestern from their own 24. Two receivers, one on each side. Actually, two receivers to the right, one to the left. They're a little tighter formation. Watson takes the snap. It goes off his hand, and then he just has to go back and fall on it back at about the 12-yard line. That is tough. Just glanced off his hand on the shotgun. He just had to slide back, fall on it. Back at about the 12. We're about halfway through the fourth quarter. Vandals lead it 41-0. So the Vandals will improve to 4-0. And the Vandals will play next Saturday night when they'll be at home to take on the Gillespie Miners. Third down and 19 for Southwestern. They spot it back at the 13, their own 13-yard line. Two receivers on each side. Watson takes the snap, drops back the pass. He is immediately under pressure, and he's taken down back at about the 5. A couple of Vandals back there on it. That is for the Vandals. Corbin Myers, Jr. So Corbin Myers, I believe, was a lone man on that sack. It's going to bring up a fourth down and tomorrow. Fourth down and 28 for Southwestern. They're going to have to punt two-thirds of the way deep into the end zone. Wow. Take the snap. Kick is away. It was partially blocked. And the Vandals are going to fall on it on about the 17-yard line. The Vandals had a little trouble initially. That is Jaden Wrench, for the Vandals, who fell on it. And so the Vandals take over with a short field, 4 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this ballgame. The Vandals will take over, first down and 10 from the Southwestern 17. You know, it's one of those things with Southwestern, you're dealing with some shortage on numbers, and then you have injuries on top of it. Like Coach Keith and I talked about in the pregame, that's when you have injuries, when you're already shorthanded. You don't have them when you're healthy. Murphy's Law comes into play. Andrew Casey from the shotgun. He takes the snap. It's a little high. He's going to hand it off here, and the Vandals are going to take it in for a touchdown. That is Maverick Manser. He's actually in at quarterback. Maverick Manser in at quarterback for the Vandals. He took that snap, and there was a little bit of trouble there, and he just went ahead and took it himself. And Maverick Manser takes it in for the 16-yard touchdown. And it comes with 4:13 remaining in the ballgame, so the clock stops on any score. And the Vandals will attempt the point after. Vandals now lead at 47-0, pending the extra point, and it is up, and it is good. The point after is good, and the Vandals now lead at 48-0. 48-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Are you in the market to build a new home? Do you want to tour three brand new homes showcasing quality construction features, the newest trends, and learn about our custom plan design process? Do you like the thought of a one-stop shop serving all of your new home needs from ground up? Do you want a reputable builder who has been in business over 25 years and has great references from local construction lenders and past clients? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then come to Pine Ridge Homes and check us out or look us up on Facebook.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
The Vandals lead it 48-0 as they kick it away here. Southwestern had some trouble with it. Has to go back and get it about the 10, and then they're brought down at about the 15. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax service to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So Southwestern has it, first down and 10 from their own 15. First down and 10 from their own 15, their quarterback, Watson. Has two receivers lined up to his left, one to his right, and he's in a tighter formation. And they give the handoff to number one, and he runs far side of the field to about the 21. That is Evan Brooks. He is a sophomore, 5'8", 155 pounds for Southwestern. I think that was third grade, maybe second grade, 155 pounds. Second down and two from their own 23. And the 5'8 would have been seventh grade, I guess. 2:35 remaining in the game. But I think sometimes in some of these sizes. Second down and two from their own 23. Southwestern, they give the handoff again to Brooks. And he ran close to the first down. The Vandals kind of flung him and may have given him the first down, and they did. 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Vandals lead it 48-0. The Vandals will improve to 4-0 on the season That means next week when the Vandals play Gillespie on Saturday night, at 6 o'clock Saturday game next week, the Vandals will be looking for a win that would make them playoff eligible. First down and 10 for Southwestern from their own 26. Minute 45 remaining. The Vandals just jumped offsides. So an offsides penalty against the Vandals will make it first and 5 from their own 31 for Southwestern. Southwestern Piasaw Birds. They have come to Vandalia 2 straight years. They're probably not thrilled about that shift. Been a weird setup the way they've rotated the conference games and had teams playing each other going the same place 2 straight years. First down and 5 for Southwestern from their own 31. Hand off here again to Brooks. And he has a nice run ahead to about the 35, I believe. It'll be a second down and about a yard coming up. We are inside a minute remaining in this one. The Vandals 48-0. They will win it here tonight. Led 21-0 at halftime. Got the offense going there in the third quarter. And Southwestern with a second down and about 2 here from their own 39. Watson from the shotgun. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Takes the snap, get it away, incomplete. In and out of the hands of Alex Starr. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 3 coming up for Southwestern. The clock rolls inside 15 seconds. That may be it. Southwestern may just let it go ahead and run out. And I think they will. So the clock will run out and the Vandals will have a 48-0 win here tonight. So the Vandals win it 48-0. They improved to 4-0 on the season. Southwestern falls to 0-4 on the year. 48-0 is our final. We will take a break, come back, wrap it up on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of Milestar Tires. Milestar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia. Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunter's can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunter's can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated specializes in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop, and they're locally owned and operated. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. That's 618-339-7239. Again, 618-339-7239 for Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated.
We'll be right back. Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRB, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
So 48-0 is our final. Our post-game sponsors, FNB Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. You can visit them online, thefnb.com, and also Pine Ridge Homes. They are at 80 Pine Ridge Drive in Vandalia. You can find them on Facebook and also at pineridgehomes.net. So the Vandals 48-0 winners here tonight as they defeat the Southwestern Piesaw Birds. For the Vandals, they improved to 4-0 on the season. Southwestern falls to 0-4 on the year. 48-0 is our final tonight as the Vandals get the victory here tonight over Southwestern. For Gavin Renfro back in the studio, I'm Todd Stapleton. We say good night from Mark Greerfield.
Good evening, I'm Todd Stapleton with WKRV Weather. It's brought to you by McCarty's Auto Body. For tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see a low of 62. For tomorrow, Saturday, chance of showers and storms with a high of 87. For full-service auto body repair, see the pros at McCarty's Auto Body in Vandalia. McCarty's Auto Body has been in business for more than 40 years. Make things right again. Call 283-0871.